Well, we've enjoyed worshipping together and we've just enjoyed connecting with one another. And this morning, I'm going to spend a few moments just investigating, looking into Scripture. And this Sunday, we are starting a new teaching theme and a new teaching series. Over the course of the last few weeks, the 7 weeks building up to Easter, we looked at the wonderful subject of that the cross changes everything. And we were then just toying with the idea, how do we move things forward? What do we teach next? And we thought, wouldn't it be great just to talk about faith? Because in this crazy season that we find ourselves in, we need to be men and women who don't just read about faith or talk about faith, but we're a collective group of people that are constantly exercising faith and building that muscle called faith. And we thought that the best chapter in the entire Bible when it talks about faith is to begin to explore and begin to look into Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11 is filled with some great examples. And over the course of the next few weeks, we're going to look at some individuals. And what we're going to do is we're going to begin to look closely at a characteristic that maybe an individual carries, that they portrayed, and that we can learn from, because there are so many there. But it's my opportunity just to set the scene, to lay a foundation for the other guys over the course of the next few weeks to build upon. And I want you to open your Bible. And I want you to open your Bible to Hebrews chapter 11. And I'm going to focus on one verse this morning, and we're going to just expound on that and talk about it and allow this word to not just to penetrate our ears, but to begin to penetrate our heart this morning. And what I want to read is this. Now, faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. Somebody said to me the other day, we are living in crazy times. And when I heard that statement, when I heard that individual just talk about that and say it with such passion and a lot of confusion in their voice as well, I felt something inside of me say this, that we are living in crazy times, and crazy times require crazy faith. So I want to just talk about being a people who have some crazy faith for this crazy, crazy time. Hebrews chapter 11 is filled with individuals. Some had a tarnished record, history. Others had an imperfect record and history and path. And what we see in this wonderful chapter are some well-known individuals and not so well-known individuals as well. That there were some who I would describe as go-getters, and others that I would only describe as slow starters. Yet, they exhibited faith in their time. And some of their times could also be described as crazy times. And crazy times require crazy faith. I just want to expand a little bit on that word crazy. It's an interesting word, and I Googled it. I went to the dictionary to find out its true meaning. And it really means this, that crazy is to be insane. It's to be odd or eccentric in behavior. It's departing from what is called moderate and begins to embrace unusual extreme conditions. Crazy can also describe somebody's enthusiasm and excitement, and it can also describe their passion or their intensity of being involved in something. And crazy also describes something which can be considered foolish or impractical, something which may be senseless and have no common sense connected to it. And when I began to tie the word crazy with faith, I then realized this, that oftentimes it requires individuals, a group of people called the church, to move away from what seems to be rational and often what would appear to have common sense connected to it, and requires a sense of, come on, we're gonna go for it, and we're going to push the boundaries and we're going to live by our conviction and our course. And what I see in Hebrews chapter 11 is this. I see 20 plus individuals who had some crazy actions. Some were extremely odd. Some were eccentric. That their behavior would appear to be foolish. And some of their ways were impractical. Yet the day they found themselves in required crazy action. And I want to say this to the listener today. Simply this. That today's crazy action will be recognized as crazy faith tomorrow. I want you to just allow that to sink in a few moments. What we see here in Hebrews chapter 11, it says, now faith is. And when we talk about faith, when we talk about faith over a coffee or over a donut or over a meal with our friends, our family and our colleagues, oftentimes we can talk about faith as if faith is something of the past. It's the recording, the dialogue, the narrative of yesterday. And it's something which we reflect back upon, and we talk about faith as something that was. Books have been written about men and women of faith. Stories have been told about faith, and it often starts off with conversations such as this. Can you remember when? So faith is often reflected as something of the past. Other times I've sat in conversation with individuals, and when we've talked about faith, it's not just a bit about the past. It's often kind of talking about the future. In the days to come, I'll exercise this faith. I'll have faith when I'm a little bit older and wiser. I'll have faith when I've got a little bit more experience. And faith is often talked about out there in the future, as if it's a baton being passed to us, and now we have to run with it. So I want to. In a sense, I want to pause the past and I want to pause the future, because you see, Hebrews chapter 11 says this, now faith is. It brings it into the current situation. It brings us into a now moment. And we need to understand this, that faith wasn't just for our forefathers, and faith isn't just for the future generation, but faith is for now. It's a now moment. And none of us can say, not me. Because if we've got a pulse racing through our system, if we've got blood going through our veins, and we've got breath in our lungs, we need to fully understand this, that we need to be men and women, boys and girls, who begin to exercise faith now, because now faith is. Okay, does that make sense? I trust it does. You see, Romans chapter 1, verse 17, and Galatians chapter 3 verse 11 and Hebrews chapter 10 verse 38 talks about the righteous or the just, that they will live by faith. Let me explain what I mean by the righteous or the just. A righteous person and a just person is someone who lives in accordance to a certain standard. That they're what I call Christ followers. That they're those who have given their lives to the Lord Jesus Christ. And they've become born again. They've asked God to forgive them of their wrongdoing, the sin, the wrong within their lives. And God has stepped into their lives and has forgiven them. And we see there that the Apostle Paul, that guy who planted many churches, we see how he wrote the majority of the New Testament. He said this, the just, the righteous shall live by faith. So we need to understand that. That as we bring that into our now moment, that we have a responsibility not just to have the baton in our hand called faith, but we are to run with it, and we are to live in a manner and a behavior and in relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ and be in step with him. And we need to exercise faith in its fullness. We truly do. Faith to believe for the impossible. Faith to begin to dream beyond the restrictions and the limitations that often are placed on us. I want to just create three little statements this morning to help us, and it's simply this. By faith, in faith, and because of faith. So, by faith, I've been saved. In faith, I live my everyday, and because of faith, I am determined to live a life that's going to make a difference. I'm determined to live a life that's going to be an influence, and it's going to make a massive difference. Let's get back to Hebrews chapter 11 and just to explore that one verse for a few moments. Now, faith. It then says that what the things that we hope for, and then further on in that verse, it talks about having an assurance. So I want to begin to challenge us this morning that we need to exhibit and practice and exercise faith now, in this very moment that we live. We need to have the confidence to believe that God can. You see, one translation doesn't use the word confidence, but it uses the word substance. Now faith is the substance. Another translation would use this. Now faith is the fundamental and firm foundation on which we stand, on which we build. And another translation, just the fourth translation this morning, says now faith is the reality in which we live. Ladies and gentlemen who are listening in this morning, now faith. Come on, let's begin to exercise some faith and see some change. In that verse 1 of Hebrews chapter 11, it says, let me read it again to you. Let me just find it. Let me just scroll down. Now faith is the confidence in which we hope for. I want to just spend a few moments just looking into that word hope. That word hope means to place one's trust in. It also talks about waiting with expectation and anticipation. It's the desire for something. It's to expect. Ladies and gentlemen, today I want to challenge us and I want to challenge myself. What are the things that I have faith for? What are the things that I'm hoping for? What am I hoping for Ian Derek Williams and Jackie Williams and my family? What am I hoping for? Never give up hope. Always have hope. Hope creates a better, bigger picture for the future. What hope do I have for others, for my friends, for my family, for my colleagues, for those that I do life with? What do I have hope for when it comes to marriage and my relationship with Jackie? What do I have hope for as a local church called Riviera Life Church and that bigger church called the Universal Church that begins to express itself all across this nation, this country, and the countries and nations of the world? What do I have hope for the season of life that I find myself in? You see, we need to set our hope. What are we hoping for? What are we hopeful for? And faith connected to hope begins to create some shifts. It really does. So, what are you hoping for? What are you hoping for your marriage, for your relationships, for your family? For those things just connected to your future. You see, hope is placing our confidence in God our Creator, God the one who created salvation for us, knowing that He will fulfill His promise to us. One of my favorite characters, and somebody in the few weeks' time will be speaking about this individual, is Abraham. And Abraham in Romans chapter 4 verse 18 says this, against all hope. And this was in connection to the promise that the Lord gave to him, that he would have a child. Him and Sarah would conceive together, and out of their loins, out of her tummy, would come a child. And we see that everything was negative. We see that Abraham, as he looked into his life, things didn't look like the promises were going to be fulfilled. And it says this, Abraham against all hope. Abraham in hope believed and so became the father of many nations. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand this, that as we have faith and as we have hope, we then begin to see the landscape of our life completely change because God fulfills his purpose. Why? Because we have an assurance, and our assurance is being confident of this. Assurance is a state of being. It's a confidence of mind. It's having our security in. It's having a certainty, a reality check, saying that God can do this. You see, if God has said it, we can stand firm on that promise. We can have a shift from hope so to hopeful. We can have a shift from wishful thinking to faith-filled confession. It's the amen to our prayer. And the amen is the ratification of what is being said. It's the agreement. It's coming into agreement with what's being prayed and what God is saying. It's the will be. It's the certainty. And this morning, we have this wonderful message that we are men and women who walk by faith and not by sight. And the crazy time that you may find yourself in requires crazy faith and requires crazy action. And our crazy action today will be renowned as and known as crazy faith tomorrow. And I want to be known as the leader of a church of crazy people who are not negative, are not downcast, but a crazy bunch of people who begin to see God move and God do something. I want stories to be told about the crazy faith of this house as we believe together and faith begins to move the mountains. I want to be known as a crazy bunch of people who rebuild, restore, and renew community, society, and lives. I want to be known as an individual who was crazy when it came to doing the things for God. And as chapters of Hebrews will be written and verses of modern day Hebrews will be written, I want our names to be scribed into the writings, because I'm looking for a people in the midst of their crazy times are prepared to create some crazy actions that require crazy faith. And if we can become that group of people, we will truly see God do something amazing in us and through us. And Torbe and beyond can be changed. Why? Because of your action and because of my action. I trust this morning that's encouraged you. I trust this morning that has created some stir within your heart. And I trust that over the course of the next few weeks, as we begin to delve into this wonderful chapter of Hebrews chapter 11 and begin to learn some great life lessons from individuals, that we can become like those men and women who did some great things for God. I want you just to bow your heads, if you would, in a few moments, and we're going to pray. I don't want you to rush off now. I just want you to allow the Holy Spirit to begin to stir you and to begin to speak to you as we begin to pray concerning our faith and the faith being generated and motivated inside of us. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for every individual listening to this message this morning. I pray that you'll take my rambling and my fast talking, and I pray, God, that you would cause the words of what I've spoken today to unlock something inside of every one of us. I pray that faith will rise. I pray that we'll become a people believing for that those things that have been classed as impossible. I pray that through faith that we'll run faster than we've ever run before, that we'll see further than we've ever seen before, and we'll touch more lives than we've ever touched before. So Lord, I commit this time to you, and I pray, Lord, that you would do something amazing in us and through us, in your wonderful name. Amen. Amen. That's bringing our morning to a conclusion, but there are just one or two other things that would be really helpful if we can just communicate with you to help us this morning. And that's simply this: if you've listened in for the very first time, and through the singing, through the prayer, and even through the ministry of God's word, you realize this, that you're not right with God, and you realize that you need to put your life in order with him, and you want to give your life to him, I'm going to ask you to send me a personal message on Facebook. And we'll talk over the course of this coming week. We'll engage in conversation, and it'll be my privilege to help you find and to discover that relationship that you're longing to have with the Lord Jesus Christ. This week, if you need us to pray for you, once again, I'm going to encourage you to send an email in to Riviera Life Church on our email address. And we will pray for you. We will purposely pray for you. And we'll spend time sending prayer out to those that are committed to prayer to see your life changed and an answer to prayer as well. But I also want to encourage you Maybe that you begin to give. Now is a great time to give. We are reaching more people now than we've reached over the course of many, many years. And we've been in existence now as a local church for 25 years. But our influence, our touch is a lot bigger and further afield than we've ever been before. Through our storehouse, feeding families, and through the multimedia which Will and the team are comprising together for us. And we want to encourage you through the giving of your tithe and your offering to go online and to commit to give. Don't forget, just because you're not attending church, come on, let's still give. And this morning we want to help you in that, because we all realize that it's a blessing to give. And I've discovered this over the course of time, you can never outgive God. As you give to God faithfully, He rewards us for our giving. There's a blessing upon that giving. So as we give of our salary, as we give of our resource, God then blesses us. And somewhere around here, in this little block here, Will is going to put the address for you to look at, because if I try to remember it, I'll get it wrong. So right here, somewhere here, Will, I want it. The address for giving. Please connect into that and give, because I know that God will bless you. Have yourself an amazing week, because we're believing that faith is going to move mountains, and we're believing that faith is going to bring some change to our time. Bless you lots.